From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Ben Bernanke has some remarks about crypto. Bill Ackman says Luna's a Ponzi. And Vitalik has some contradictions. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. 2 days in a row. Let's get straight into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
The time is 10:14 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $29,403, down 3.7% in 24, down 6% in 7. Ethereum's at $1,989, down 5.3%. Tether's number 3. USDC is number 4. And Binance is number 5 at $296, down 3.5%. Rounding off the top 10, we have XRP, BUSD, Cardano, Solana, and Doge. Total market cap is down 4.3% at $1.25 trillion, a BTC dominance of 44.4, and an ETH dominance of 19.1. And now it's time for Coin of the Day. Our coin of the day today is PlayDap, ticker PLA, ranked number 150 on CoinMarketCap. Its price is 51.7 cents, down 10% in 24. Its market cap is 187.7 million. Fully diluted is 362.2 million. 52% is in circulation. The all-time high for PlayDap is, or was, 7 months ago at $3.68. It's down 85% since then. It's up 433% from its all-time low of 9.6 cents set a year ago. You can buy PlayDap on Binance, Coinbase, BitThumb, Kraken, and Gate.io. From their website in the What We Do section, PlayDap wants to bring non-crypto game users into blockchain game users through the PlayDap service platform. To do so, PlayDap provides PG solutions to play games without cryptocurrency. PlayDap will provide various blockchain networks and game dApps to allow more users to play games on the PlayDap service platform and become crypto game users. That is very confusing wording. So it sounds as though they're trying to bridge people without cryptocurrency to play crypto games by not... I am confused. What are you doing here? If anybody knows what's going on with this coin, please let me know. Matthew Ryan at Decrypt.co. But as our coin of the day, PlayDap, ticker PLA, ranked number 150 on CoinMarketCap, which I think it's a bridge from traditional gamers to crypto games. Moving into some news today. In an interview with CNBC's Squawk Box, former Fed chair Ben Bernanke dished out some heavy crypto criticism, saying that they were intended to be a substitute for fiat money, and in that respect, they have not succeeded. He continues to say that it is successful, however, as a speculative asset. He said, if Bitcoin were a substitute for fiat money, you could use Bitcoin to buy your groceries. Nobody buys groceries with Bitcoin because it's too expensive and too inconvenient to do that. He continued to compare Bitcoin to the use of gold. You can use gold to fill cavities. The underlying value of Bitcoin is to do ransomware. Any thoughts on Mr. Ben Bernanke's comments? Please email me, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman expressed his views on the collapse of the Terra ecosystem, calling it the crypto version of a pyramid scheme. He said, investors were promised 20% returns, backed by a token whose value was driven by the demand for new investors into the token. There is no fundamental underlying business. And that was in reference to Anchor Protocol, who promised 20% returns, but today rates have dropped to 18%. The billionaire investor wrote, Luna appreciated by attracting more followers by limiting the supply of the tokens through a vesting schedule. It collapsed once the supply of sellers in Luna overwhelmed the buyers. The crypto industry should self-regulate away other crypto projects with no underlying business models. Hyping tokens that are not supported by businesses that create value will destroy the entire crypto industry. I guess the Terra's legal team agrees, because they've resigned today, and that was confirmed by a spokesman of Terraform Labs to Decrypt. The general counsel, the chief corporate counsel, and regulatory counsel all left their positions shortly after Terra's algorithmic stablecoin collapsed last week. A company spokesman said this in an email: "The past week has been challenging for Terraform Labs, and a small number of the team members have resigned in recent days. The vast majority of team members remain steadfastly committed to carrying out the project's mission." I feel like that's corporate propaganda. I don't know if it's coincidence or just part of the plan, but Robinhood, they plan an Ethereum wallet with DeFi, NFT trading, and no user gas fees. And totally something unrelated, just because I have some short headlines here, I'm going to put it all together. Covert Chinese Bitcoin miners, it still accounts for 20% of the network's hash rate, even though Bitcoin mining and Bitcoin is banned in China. So remember when Bitcoin was banned in China, everybody started moving to different countries. The United States became the number one Bitcoin mining, Bitcoin hash rate destination. It now accounts for 38% of all the hash rate. China slid back into number two with 21%. The Justice Department has filed charges against an unnamed defendant who allegedly sent more than $10 million worth of Bitcoin in an attempt to skirt economic sanctions. The complaint, which remains sealed, alleges that the defendant set up a payment processing company as a front to transfer more than $10 million to a sanctioned country. At present, the U.S. has comprehensive economic sanctions for North Korea, Syria, Russia, Cuba, and Iran. And finally, what I want you to read today, link is in the show notes, is a Twitter thread from Vitalik Buterin. He says to start the thread, "Some still open contradictions in my thoughts and my values that I've been thinking about, but still don't feel like I've fully resolved." And before I tell you what the contradictions are, I'm going to tell you why I like this. I like this because it shows that what Twitter should be, an open discussion of not being right or wrong, not taking a myopic side or stance, but exposing questions that are hard, complex, and nuanced. We all have these contradictions, and it's okay. But society tells us it's not okay, which stops the conversation, which stops intellectual curiosity, which ultimately stops growth. I think people think that freedom of speech is only freedom to say something, but we have to embrace the freedom to discuss and freedom to change our minds based on new information. And that's why I like this. He puts it out there kind of in a vulnerable way that people can ridicule, that why are you even thinking this? But it's a discussion and a debate he has to have himself so he can figure out those contradictions. And maybe you just can't. Here are some of the contradictions. Contradiction: between my desire to see Ethereum become a more Bitcoin-like ecosystem, emphasizing long-term stability, and stability including culturally, and my realization that getting there requires quite a lot of active, coordinated short-term change. Contradiction: between my love for things like decentralization and democracy, and my realization that in practice I agree with intellectual elites more than the people, in air quotes, on many, though definitely not from all, specific policy issues. Contradiction: between my dislike for many modern financial blockchain applications, $3 million monkeys for example, and my grudgingly appreciation for the fact that that stuff is a big part of what keeps the crypto industry running and pays for all my favorite cool down government experiments. And finally, contradiction: between my desire to be a positive sum mediator figure that can be everyone's friend and my desire to stand strongly with good against evil those times when true evil is what we face. I recommend reading the whole thread. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow. Same Matt time, same Matt place. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment. And if you're using Spotify, smash that 5 stars. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.